November 26th, Hope. Have you ever felt hopeless? This is a very dark place to find yourself. Hopelessness tells us that there's nothing better to come. As we look to the road ahead, as far as we possibly can, everything looks overwhelmingly the same. The same trials, the same struggles, the same monotonous routine. And this can be a crushing feeling because hope is what keeps us going. Hope reminds us that our strenuous circumstances have an end as well as a purpose, that when we have completed the course, we will have gained something from it all. But while hopelessness is a very real emotion as believers in Jesus Christ, we have to ask ourselves, is it a true emotion? Today, we'll meet Terry Beatty, a woman whose hopelessness nearly overwhelmed her, until she received the gift of hope itself. She's here to share with us her true story on this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
Ours was a happy family, and I married a man I loved. Still, I spent years in a deep depression, wanting to die. My husband was from a different religion, and we married in his church. We moved to Missouri when our daughter was six, and I missed my family and Florida. We added a baby boy, and the years passed. By the time our children were 15 and 8, our marriage was teetering. My husband moved in with a friend, and during that time, I hardly ate and didn't sleep at all for 11 days. I was diagnosed as bipolar, or manic depressive, and was put on lithium. My husband returned home, but we were unable to communicate. The next dozen years were a trial for both of us. I read self-help books and tried group therapy, but nothing eased my depression. I had several breakdowns and had to be hospitalized. I tried suicide several times, once by stepping in front of a minivan that swerved to avoid me. Many times I dialed 911 for help. After a dozen years like that, my daughter began talking to me about Jesus and the Bible. She showed me the fallacies in the faith I had embraced, and I began reading the Bible. Then we went to a Bible-teaching church where I prayed to receive Christ. The Lord healed me of the depression that had tormented me for so long, and I stopped taking pills.
The Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." Friend, Jesus is our hope. Through his death and resurrection, he has proved not only the depth of love he has for us, but the future we are guaranteed with him. The product of Christian faith is hope. And even in our darkest trials, may we never forget this. Will you receive this truth today? Unshackled Daily Devotionals are built on true life accounts and help us ponder the application of Scripture to our lives. A key Bible verse is provided so you can dig deeper into its specific intent and what it means for our lives in these Unshackled Daily Devotionals. Listen to a new devotional every day, and don't forget to tell your friends about Unshackled Daily Devotionals.